that, we've got company.
Hello.
Trust me, Hera, I'm excited. This is my excited face.
No, this makes me so happy.
I like you. You don't fit in around here either.
All right, if I tag along?
More the merrier.
Get ready to be impressed.
You ready to be impressed, Tam?
I'm completely ready.
Hey, Geeky Bubble listeners. Jonna Marie here, bringing you some exciting Bad Batch updates. So I recently had the opportunity of talking with Ming-Na Wen, the voice of Fennec Shand, as well as the showrunners of The Bad Batch, Jennifer Corbett and Brad Rao. It was part of a virtual group interview, so I only got to ask two questions, but it was still a pretty amazing experience. I'm going to share with you the questions I asked first, then I'll talk about them and share some of the other questions I thought about asking as well. So beware of spoilers from this point forward, because I also plan to briefly talk about the 9th episode, Bounty Lost, which I got to watch in advance for the interview. So enjoy.
Hi. So I'm a huge fan, and I just wanted to ask, you know, Crosshair's exposure to the Ion Blast makes me curious to see where his story will go next. And while developing the series, was there a discussion about him following the Empire by choice rather than being forced, or if another Bad Batcher had been considered for the part?
That's a really good question. Early on in the development process, we knew that Crosshair was going to be the one who would sort of be the foil to this group and be our main antagonist. But you know, you bring up a good point, because one of the things we always try to talk about with this series and when the Bad Batch are dealing with the regs is that question of choice. Because with the chips, they didn't really have a say. They're conditioned to follow orders, and with Order 66, we see them execute that without hesitation. So what the regs are going through and what Crosshair is going through is something we continue to explore throughout the season. So we don't want to give too much away, but the discussion of choice is a big topic.
Given the fact that Fennec is just starting out as a bounty hunter in The Bad Batch, what details did the creators share with you, or what background story did you create about Fennec's origins that helped you inform your performance? Like, what motivated her to pursue this kind of life?
Well, it's kind of difficult for me to talk about that, because the stuff that Dave Filoni and I and the writers of The Bad Batch discussed about what young Fennec Shand would be like and why she became a bounty hunter, I mean, we collaborated and we threw out a lot of ideas out at each other. So I don't know what will stick and what won't. So I'm worried that if I reveal something from that conversation that hasn't been explored yet or brought to life in the animation or in future episodes, either, you know, down the line in other venues. So I can't discuss that. I wish I could. Yeah.
No worries. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. Those are my two questions. I originally had the idea of asking Jennifer and Brad questions about Omega's purpose, because in Bounty Lost, we found out Lama Sue wants Omega because of her raw genetic material. So I was planning on asking, in the past, Boba Fett didn't seem to want to make any connections with the clone troopers, but Omega is different. If the opportunity presented itself, how do you think he would react to learning about her existence, because she's essentially Jango Fett's daughter? And after thinking about it, I knew they weren't going to answer that, so I switched gears. But I do love the fact that they finally revealed Omega's true purpose, because it was honestly driving me crazy. I love how they built up the mystery, don't get me wrong, but the way they did it throughout the first half of the season, I was just itching and itching for more answers, and we finally get them in this episode. I also love how they wove her story in with Jango and Boba Fett. Part of me is curious if Jango even held her as a baby or thought of her as a daughter. So even though we got more answers about Omega, I have even more questions now. And about the episode itself, I knew Fennec was going to turn up. I knew Nala Se was going to send her. I knew Nala Se had an attachment to Omega. I even knew that Cad Bane was going to fight with Fennec. These are all things my mom and I theorize on the show, but it's one thing to see it coming, and it's another thing to actually sit there and see it all come true. I was literally on the edge of my seat, especially through the Cad Bane and Fennec fight. And there were some beats too between Omega and Hunter that really got me crying and got me really emotional, because I love Omega and I love the Bad Batch, and I'm worried for her future and what they're going to do to protect it, because these guys will do anything to protect Omega. So I'm worried, but I'm also really excited to see what happens next in the series. Jennifer, Brad, and the team have really outdone themselves time and time again, and I can't thank them enough for taking the time to talk with me and the other writers and podcasters in the group. It just made my day, it made my birthday, and it was just a wonderful, truly wonderful experience. And in terms of what other questions I had for Jennifer and Brad, I was thinking about Rex. And so I wanted to ask them, Rex appears to be fighting for a cause, because to him, the Republic is worth fighting for. But we know he eventually goes on to live on a secluded planet, living a secluded life alongside Wolf and Gregor. So what pushes Rex to go from a soldier still fighting for the Republic to someone who left his war days behind when we first see him in Star Wars Rebels? And again, I thought about it and I figured they're not going to answer this. They're not going to give too much away, because anything could happen between the Bad Batch and Star Wars Rebels. And if they haven't developed that part of his story yet, they don't want to nail themselves down just yet by answering my question. So I ended up asking about Crosshair and whether they talked about choice during the pre-production phase of the show. Crosshair is on a very interesting path right now, and it'll be fascinating to see if he's given the opportunity or the ability to make his own choices later on. And if he does, will he make good choices and atone for what he did? Or will he choose to work for the Empire willingly? And it's such an interesting thing to think about. So I'm glad Jennifer confirmed that choice is a big topic in the show. And as for Ming-Na Wen, it was such a delight to talk with her and get to know her more fangirl side. I was internally screaming, specifically screaming, "It's Mulan, it's Mulan." So I love her passion for Star Wars, and I'm so happy she's part of this universe. So I had a few ideas for questions, but the question I asked Ming-Na in the interview is the one I had settled on days before. And the way I had settled on it was, it was funny, because I was taking out the trash, and as I was tying the bag, I came up with that idea of wanting to know what sort of things she came up with in her head to get into the character. And I immediately ran to get my phone because I didn't want to forget it. So that's the story behind that question. I was hoping she could share some of the things she imagined about her character. Things like, what planet was she from? How did she come to be a bounty hunter? Like, what motivated her? What put her in this situation? Was it financial matters? Was it trying to run away from home? Who knows? And I was hoping we'd get a little bit more out of her about that, whether it was something she imagined or something she discussed. But since she couldn't say much about Fennec's origins, it was still really great to hear that she was involved in developing that part of Fennec's story. And I hope that we get to see some of those ideas pop up later on down the line, maybe in the Book of Boba Fett, which is coming out later this year. And that would be the perfect place to insert something like that and explore her character even more, because she's so great at portraying Fennec. And Fennec is such an interesting, intriguing, mysterious character. And I just want to know everything about her. So yeah, that's pretty much it. Thanks so much for listening, and stay tuned for our next episode breakdown, where my mom and I will talk about the 9th episode of The Bad Batch, Bounty Lost, in greater detail. In the meantime, make sure to follow me on Twitter with the handle @BlueJayGuys for more Bad Batch updates.